2001 likely will be a difficult year for Milwaukee's Mayor John Norquist. Norquist recently admitted to a sexual affair with a female staff member who alleges he pressured her into the relationship. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Milwaukee is a blue-collar town with deep German roots. The city is a commercial, industrial, and increasingly an entertainment hub for the upper Midwest. But if Milwaukee has been slow to adapt to the new economy, it's been even slower to change its political leaders. At 6'7", John Norquist is often told he resembles a professional basketball player. The slow-speaking 51-year-old mayor has been in office since 1988. By many accounts, he's survived more because of his intellect and keen political skills than because of his personal charisma. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee goes so far as to call the mayor boring.
Who actually is not a warm and fuzzy guy. He's not a guy you'd want to sit next to on an airplane on a flight to Australia.
But Lee says Norquist is popular in part because he has jettisoned some of his early liberal ideas, embracing the doctrine of a conservative Democrat in a Democratic-leaning town. Norquist has also been a good fit with the city's predominantly German culture, a culture that expects Milwaukee to have clean streets and clean government and rewards Norquist for providing both. But the mayor's meat and potatoes image in this Great Lakes port city was shattered last month when he met the media outside his house to admit that he had an affair with a high-ranking female member of his staff.
I made a serious mistake, a mistake for which I am deeply sorry, and it will not happen again.
At Norquist's side was his wife, Susan Mudd, a well-known environmental activist who winced as the mayor made references to protecting his family. But days after the announcement, the former staffer in question, 41-year-old Marilyn Figueroa, filed a complaint alleging the mayor harassed and pressured her into a long-term sexual relationship. Then the case took an even more bizarre turn when police said Figueroa attempted to commit suicide. Last week, Mayor Norquist paid for a full-page newspaper ad which denied the harassment allegation. As if to underscore Milwaukee's thrifty reputation, the ad ran twice in some editions of the paper, so the mayor could receive a multi-day discount. It's a different kind of bargain hunting John Norquist does when he comes here, to Goldman's, one of the last remaining discount department stores in the city. The customers typify Milwaukee's family-oriented image, and when asked about Norquist, are quite blunt. A woman who gives her name as Beatrice says even if she believes the mayor's claim that the relationship was consensual, he was wrong.
I don't like the idea that he was married and what he did. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't. We looked up to him. He's the mayor.
Across town, the chimes of a 65-year-old clock sound in the modest home of former Milwaukee Mayor Frank Zeidler. Zeidler says some of Milwaukee's working-class citizens are angry at Norquist. That's especially true in the city's growing Latino community. But Zeidler says many of the city's middle-class residents are reluctant to criticize the mayor.
The business community and the top labor leaders and others are more or less in a kind of a fusion, so they probably will go along with circumstances as they are.
Ellen Bravo says that could change. Bravo heads the Milwaukee-based working women's group 9to5. She says there's a lot riding on whether state officials find any merit to the harassment claim.
I think the idea that someone is in a non-consensual relationship, that they feel forced to do it, you feel that there will be consequences either for you and or for your community, I don't think people in Milwaukee would stand for that.
So far, the scandal has cost Milwaukee little more than some embarrassment. But support for Mayor Norquist may quickly erode if taxpayers end up footing the bill for a lawsuit over his behavior. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.